Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
First of all, I want to remind you that the Word of God, the Bible, Amos, the book of Amos, which is a prophet, he wrote in chapter 3, verse 7, that surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plans to his servants, the prophets, first. And so, which are normally people that are stoned and beat and persecuted in prison, so it's nothing, you know, they don't whip out a car and go, hey, I'm a prophet. So that's how God speaks. God speaks prophetically. He lets us know, and it makes you think about in Job 33, he says he warns us. He says he warns a man in his deep sleep. God will speak to us in our dreams, and he'll warn us and get us, hopefully, to turn back from a direction that's bringing destruction our way. And I'm about to reveal to you some confirming dreams. It just was delivered from heaven on September the 19th. And the reason why we are is because it totally confirms what God's been telling us, telling our other friends that are walking in this direction. So when you put all these encounters with God together and you cream off the top of that, you can put, okay, we know this is, you know, and so this is about serious things taking place in our country. September 25th was the beginning of that. And, we'll be probably talking about the
Shemitah,
which we did some, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, that began on September 25th. And we're in that, which is also a part of the four blood moons. This is that we've been talking about. So understand that God speaks through dreams. Now, every dream's not from God. And if you're in rebellion to God, every dream you get is about you, by the way, just so you know that. And God's not giving you the secret to, you know, winning some spiritual lottery while you're out doing evil things. You know, that's not what's going on. So, but God did speak to Pharaoh in a dream in regards to, That was a dream, and that dream was for God's folks. He spoke to Pharaoh, gave him a dream, and once it was interpreted, he realized when famine was coming, and that's when they brought God's people. And God speaks through dreams, is what I'm trying to say. And in Acts chapter 2, he talks about in the last days he'll pour his spirit on all flesh, and then everybody's going to begin to bring dreams. The thing is, you know, how we interpret those dreams. But we're going to share with you a dream that Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries had, and hopefully we'll cover it in this today's program. It's so, so important because it is about martial law potentially coming, and we've talked about that, coming to America, and that's something George Washington did, so it's not something unique. It all depends on who the marshal is. It has to do with some of the most important persons in America are our sheriffs and our chief of police. That's exactly what, you know, I've been saying and trying to communicate that and how important that is, because that's, we'll talk more about that, and how gangs are potentially going to be sweeping across our country. And I've already talked about that, you know, the mobility of gangs, or at least it's on the VFN Torch. I went and saw it myself. I was spending time with the Lord there. And, but it's all coming together and confirmed, in addition to some of the things that the Lord shared with John in regards to how all of a sudden, you know, people start focusing on Washington, D.C., thinking that that's the issue, that's the problem. It couldn't be my sin, could it? It couldn't be us. No,
surely not.
If my people, like, is that me, God? Are you talking, who are called by my name? Mm. Oh, my goodness. Get the Jesus pin off.
Right.
You know, who will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. Despite what everybody else is doing in the world, I'll hear from heaven when my people act right and walk right before me, and I'll heal the land. That's what he said. So when we're hearing this, we gotta understand how we stop this, and we're praying that this, we can stop this, that God would stop this, by repenting and praying and say, dear Lord, stop this disaster that's coming, this storm that's been fashioned against the world and against the nation of America. I mean, I believe a third great awakening is coming, but it's going to come with a huge price of humility that's going to come our way. So make sure you come back after this break. We're going to go right in to hearing Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, talk about this dream that just came on September the 19th, talking about 48 states potentially being so upset with the leadership of the country that they're feeling like they've been betrayed. I was so excited about Rick Joyner coming from Morningstar Ministries to be able to come right on the air the moment he had the dream, and that's what we try to do. As soon as God speaks, we do our best in our flawed abilities trying to deliver this thing so you can hear fresh words from what God is saying, you know, the best of our ability to deliver it. And as soon as he had this dream, he came right up and began to deliver it. And I want you to hear right now, this is Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, speaking about a dream, and he's immediately going to go into it, so listen up. Watch.
To his people so that we can stop his schemes. But this is a scheme against, about and against our country, the United States. And what I saw in the dream, I first saw the most horrific gang I have ever seen. I mean, this was a demonized gang. I mean, this was diabolical. They were diabolical in their nature. I can't imagine demons being more diabolical than these people were. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. Now, I saw one of their attacks in great detail against a Texas ranch. It was a ranch I knew to be in Texas. Some things in dreams you just know. I knew the house, the family. This gang had herded up everybody there that was in the dozens of people, whether they were workers, family members, everybody. And I am not going to share the details of the dream after that. I hope to never share them. I don't want to share them with anyone. I don't want to remember them. They were so horrific. Cruelty on this level. You know, I mean, I have done in-depth studies of the cruelty in the Middle Ages and things like that, but this was a whole new level of demonic cruelty. It wasn't just about killing people. It was about bringing as much absolute pain, terror, everything else you can before death. And everybody, in the most cruel way, was killed. And you know, I just don't want to go into the details here. Those are not necessary. But I think it is necessary to understand we're dealing with something, there's no mercy. That is absolutely not an option with these people. Matter of fact, they were ranked in these gangs. And these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment. But their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. And it was just the most diabolical thing I've ever seen. And now this morning, there's all over the news today about how ISIS, they just thwarted a plot of ISIS in Australia where they had a number of people. They were going to do a number of beheadings right there in Sydney, Australia, in the suburbs around Sydney, in order to show their reach. Listen, they are in Sydney. They're in Australia. They are in virtually every country of the earth right now, and they're pouring through our southern border as I speak right now. Our government has left us almost completely vulnerable to one of the most terrible, diabolical attacks anyone's ever faced. And it's happening. The only thing that is going to stop this is the closing of our border, and then a re-education of many of our law enforcement people to really understand real threat and not just how to be politically correct. And I'm not going to go into all that right now, but this is the only thing that's going to stop. But what I saw in this dream last night, and when I woke up, there were some very supernatural things still going on that I saw with my own eyes and ears. It was a very dramatic prophetic experience, but what I saw was this plague spreading, especially across our southeastern United States. It was spreading like a plague. Now, U.S. citizens were so outraged across the country. This was virtually across the U.S., every state, every city, every town, even though most of this was centered in the southwestern U.S., American citizens became so outraged at their own government for letting this happen. There was a huge movement or uprising around the country against our federal government. There were many U.S. citizens who wanted to do to our government leaders what was being done to U.S. citizens on our southern border. It was so outraged. What I'm saying is this madness came upon U.S. citizens, too. And they wanted to be just as cruel. They wanted to catch them. This was such a national uprising, such a national outrage. There were states where all federal employees were fleeing, trying to get out of those states for fear of their lives. It was that bad. Now, it's hard for us to imagine anything like that happening in America. This kind of thing's happened in countries before. And we are the most foolish and naive of all if we don't think this can happen here. This will happen here if some things are not done very quickly. Okay, this is another thing that I saw. There was a major uprising. Almost every state in the union almost immediately started rejecting federal authority over their state. It was so widespread, so total, federal government really couldn't do anything about it. It was chaos. It was leading to anarchy very quick. And now I saw militias popping up like mushrooms all over the country. Citizens were just saying, if our government's not going to protect us, we will protect ourselves. Now, I know many think of, and the militias have been portrayed as all white-wing extremists. And listen, there are some out there that I think are as terrifying as some of the Islamic State terrorists are. These are not the kind of militias that I saw popping up, though. These were people, they weren't trying to take over the government, overthrow the government. In their mind, we had no more federal government. It was not doing its most basic job of defending our country. They had let this happen. They had opened the door wide, very foolishly. Everything was brought up from the past, like, you know, Fast and Furious, all the crazy things our government had done. And almost quickly, there was an awakening around the country that our federal government is either crazy or our federal government is trying to do us in. And the federal government became looked upon as an enemy of the citizens of America. This happened so quickly because of the attacks and the level of cruelty that was witnessed by those who were pouring across our southern border. Now, these weren't all ISIS people. ISIS was involved. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful. This was something far beyond that. It was mixed with an unbelievable diabolical cruelty that was coming from every evil source you can think of. It was like the bowels of hell had been opened. I know we've discussed on this program before and the dreams and visions that have come before about the bowels of hell being opened and how the Lord was going to give us wisdom how to deal with it. Now, I think he gave me some wisdom last night about how to deal with this. If it happens, my first prayer is people will wake up, our federal government will wake up, they're going to seal that border. They're going to do whatever they can to defend and protect the citizens of the United States and start by sealing our border And without that, there is no defense. We are wide open to the worst of all kinds of attacks. But my first prayer is pray for our government, pray for our president, pray for our Congress, pray for everybody in authority. They will have an awakening. They will get this job done. They will defend our country so that this doesn't have to happen. And but if they don't wake up very soon, this will happen. And so what do we do? Now, I saw militias popping up like mushrooms. They were just everywhere. People were rising up and bonding together into groups to defend their neighborhoods, to defend their cities, towns, ranches, everything else. Now, sheriffs, I've got to search this out because I don't know all the legal details. But sheriffs, county sheriffs, have an incredible amount of authority, legal authority, even over federal agents who come into their county. And sheriffs are a key to defending our country if it gets to this point. Now, you know, most have a mentality, well, every militia is right-wing, extremist, whatever. Not true. And sheriffs that treat these militias that pop up like that, it's going to be counterproductive. Don't attack them. Don't threaten them. Try to work with them. Go meet with their leaders. See what you can do together. If you can do that, you will have positive influence. Because if you don't do that, we do have many right-wing extremist militia groups that are going to try to co-opt this whole movement. And the fear is going to be so palpable, they will do it if those who are not reasonable and balanced, and I believe have the authority that sheriffs have, don't preempt this.
Well, yes, we're going to pick this up, but I want to be able to say this is just a dream. But as I said, God speaks in dreams. This lines up with what the Lord has been, you know, sharing with us. The border is under attack. The very day that we launched on Christian Television's WBHBR, the day before God showed me the borders being under attack. And, you know, with that, when this truth that we're telling you, if we prepare and we pray, prudent preparation that we've been talking about, then this thing, we could just come together. You know, America is, one, the government of America really is we the people. As Christians, we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The issue is not Washington, D.C. The issue is us. I mean, there's 300 some odd million people in America. There's only 530 something in Washington, D.C. Come on, it really isn't them. That's who you sent there. That's who we sent there.
Right.
To represent us. So it's actually us. So we can respond by doing exactly what we're going to be talking about in this program. But this is just a dream. And we need to pray for those in authority over us, pray for our government, and understand that's not the problem. The problem is a sin problem. Mm-hmm. The problem is, the Lord says, you know, as we said, you know, in the Elijah storm and all the prophetic words we've been given over and over again, that a storm is being fashioned against America because of our sin. But if we repent, then he will stop the storm. I mean, over and over and over and over again. Is it too late? No. It wasn't too late for Nineveh. It wasn't too late for Nineveh. But I do encourage you to get prudent preparation. Go to VFNTV.com and get prudent preparation and be prepared. Because understand, the moment, and we're probably days away, that this begins, there's not going to be stuff on the shelf. There's not going to be stuff sitting there for you because that's what people immediately go in and begin to clear those things off. We're not going to talk about that, but we are going to talk more about this prophetic dream. Realize this dream came. This prophetic dream came in alignment with many other dreams and words God's given. But it was prior to the beginning of the September 25th the beginning of
Shemitah,
which was September 25th, was the beheading. Remember, that's what Rick's talking about, this word, the beheading, and it's going to be worse than the beheading. Two, actually, potential, and this one, that happened to Colleen, as we talked about in yesterday's program. came after that. And it's like, what? You think about it. It's like the mercies of God. We're having enough time to go, this is what's going to happen if we don't turn. This is what's going to happen by a big force. In addition to that, you know, some of the things that was prophesied by John Paul Jackson was, and we've been talking about it, there's things being set up as we speak. The stage is being laid and set up to be able to fulfill part of what John Paul Jackson said. And it's all a scheme. It's not real. It's not really going to happen. And the people that they accuse of doing it is not the ones that have done it. But if you haven't heard about the history of Nero, the Christians didn't do it then. It was he, the one that burned down the city, but he blamed the Christians and used the Christians as a scapegoat to be able to accomplish what he wanted to do. We have to pay attention. It boils down to what's going to happen to the Jews and what's going to happen to the Christians, JJ, right. You know. And as you see in the Ukraine, what's happening, we don't have time to report on today, you have a professed church, which is not a church. They're the ones that partnered with government, like the Pharisees did, to be able to crucify God's son. Mm-hmm. And then you have the church who gets persecuted by this very church. You have the Orthodox church coming out of Russia now, taking over the churches in Ukraine.
Wow.
And putting weapons in there to be able to fight for. It's crazy. But that's exactly what happened in the days when Jesus' ministry. They partnered with the government to be able to do that. But God is greater than all that. And we have to understand he's letting us know, not so we can say, hey, I knew. And so we can respond. And we're going to talk about neighborhood preparedness when we get back from listening to this at this point. I want you to hear this is a continuation, picking back up where we left off with Rick Joyner sharing about this prophetic dream about a rapid moving violence coming across the United States, outrage with the U.S. government, fanatical groups on both ends. So it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, what side, it's just fanatical. So you have to find your place with God in the context of this. You need to prepare. Mm-hmm. But let's go right into it. We'll pick back up afterwards.
And the fear is going to be so palpable, they will do it if those who are not reasonable and balanced, and I believe have the authority that sheriffs have, don't preempt this. You know, as I was shown in 1987, talked about it many times, I wrote about it in the book I wrote then, The Harvest. They come in, you know, major swing to the left in the United States, but that the greatest danger was not the swing to the left, but that that caused an overreaction. And without wise leadership, we would go from an extreme shift to the left to overcorrecting and going too far to the right. And the biggest danger of all was going to the extreme right. Now, I'm a conservative. I am right wing. But I believe an eagle needs both a right wing and a left wing to fly. And there is something, but there was in this dream, and if I'd have had my political preferences and control of my own dreams, I would have probably said the left-wing extremists are the real danger. But in my dream, I was shown, no, the greatest danger of all is going too far to the right, where fascism really takes over and a totalitarianism from the right-wing extremist comes in. I'm giving that warning again. We don't want to go too far that way. And under fear, under paranoia, when things like this happen, you're in danger of your life, you're going to follow the strong. And, you know, not just the wise. And that's the tendency. And I think this has got to be preempted. I'm going to do something. I'm going to find out what can I do to communicate with every sheriff in every county in the country, if I can, whatever we can do to help them prepare, develop lines of communication. And but these militias, if we get to that point, these militias that pop up all over are going to be what stops the plague of the terrorism that is flooding our country. These militias will deal with it. Now, they're I don't know anything in the natural. I have no natural knowledge of this. But I believe there's already probably some movements in doing that, especially along our Southwest, because they're the ones who feel the most vulnerable of all right now because of what's happening on the border. They don't know who's crossing their own land, who's going right by their houses at night, and there are some really terrible characters that are coming into our country right now through that unbelievable sieve that is our southern border. Now, some of them are coming through the northern border. It's not just the southern border, but defending our borders is very basic to defending our nation. If you don't defend your borders, you are not defending your nation. That's the most basic defense of a nation. And our government has just thrown open the doors to whoever. They seem to be in cahoots with bringing people in. There's no way that many tens of thousands of children those ages made it as far as they did without some coordination. And for there be memos in our administration in January that this was going to come this summer, they knew about it. And this is what is going to be thrown in their face when this starts happening in our country. Now, first thing, Satan does not cast out Satan. And the outrage I saw of the citizens of the United States against their government, against people, I mean, it was massive. And it was turning as diabolical as the cruelty and evil of the terrorist groups coming in, those gangs. And Satan is not going to cast out Satan. I think as Christians, first thing we've got to do, Jesus said, if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. First thing we've got to do is resolve, no, we will abide in the Spirit. And if we do that, we're going to have the fruit of the Spirit. That's our place as Christians. I tell you, if we ever, if there's ever a time to cast off everything that is entangling you, do you get closer to God, you cast off all sin and all entanglements and everything else, to get as close to him as you can every single day. As I've been saying now for some time, we no longer have an option. This is no longer an option for us. We've got to do this now. And I started sharing when I shared that dream a few weeks ago that this fall, this autumn season, is when I was told we were in the valley of decision as far as God's people being in the valley of decision. And what does that mean? Do Christians not join militia groups? Do we not defend our homes with weapons or whatever? I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying we don't return evil for evil. We need to right now, even though I believe our present administration, our federal government, our federal law enforcement agencies, even the Defense Department, everybody's culpable of making us so vulnerable to what is about to happen in America. And I do believe there's going to have to be a real change of leadership and fast, and people really understand what's going on because of what is about to unfold in our country. But why don't we pray that they have an awakening now? Why don't we pray that our present leaders wake up to what is happening, what they've opened the door to? They can turn this around so it doesn't have to happen. So our first response as Christians, we pray for our leaders. I don't care how much we disagree with them, how evil we think they are. Some of the most evil in history had their hearts turned and proclaimed the name of the Lord and bowed to his lordship. Take Nebuchadnezzar, take Pharaoh, take all these in history. So God can do this. So let's turn to the Lord first, not start thinking about how we better arm ourselves and all that. That could be something. I think we need to all pray about what place do we have.
So you're thinking about, what is he talking about? He's talking about a dream. He's not talking about something he knows in the natural sense, although he's surrounded by a lot of folks that have. But I want to talk about this. There's this thing called the United States Constitution in America. Everything in this country is based off the United States Constitution. Everything in Washington, D.C. has to be related and connected to the U.S. Constitution. All of our rights, all the laws, the courts, the president, the senators, congressmen, all of them come out of the Constitution. So it has to be constitutional. And what he's talking about the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The Second Amendment says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So when he's using the word militia, he's just talking about some people. For example, when I was in law enforcement, sometimes I would be by myself, and so I would look with some citizens around me and say, come on, can you help me with this? And at that point, you have citizens that are trying to defend the people. And if somebody's trying to, you know, prudent preparation really talks in detail about this. But when you think about defending your family, defending your neighbors, we have a whole segment on the VFN Torch. You can go listen to it. It's called Neighborhood Preparedness, Loving Your Neighbor as Yourself. In addition, we have a whole bunch of conversations about how to begin to understand this. And you can get to it also on the VFN Torch by going to VFNTV.com. And it's called Civil Rights and Civil Christianity in America. And it gives you ideas and concepts how to remain with constitutionally correct within the law of the land, also within the law of God. And we've been talking about this, but these things are coming together, and it's like moments away. I mean, just moments, it appears, outside God, and God can stop it. It happened with Nineveh. But we're gonna go to this break, and we're gonna continue here about this, and all this is gonna be available to you. All these other, we're gonna make it a related articles, and also you can get to all of this because it's time. You have to wait. We cannot bury our heads in the sand of denial. We might lose our heads if we don't.
Right.
Ask Colleen in Oklahoma that. This innocent woman, 57 years old, just showing up to work, and they're calling it workplace violence when this man, as we've been talking about, you know, we have a whole segment on Islam, Islam in America, radical Islam, Islam in the world, and just straight from the Quran says, place the sword at the neck. This man's perception was he probably thought that he was operating correctly in the context of who he calls God. It's not some weird thing in regards to the Quran. You read it. It's what it says. It's why you're seeing so many heads removed. And if you read the book of Revelation, we talked about it with James Foley, that it'll be the beheaded ones in the name of Christ who will rule and reign with him. And so there still has not been as many. And Paul, writer of the New Testament, was beheaded, by the way, just so you know, that we got to pay attention. If we bury our heads in the sand in denial, we may lose our heads. At least some of us may lose our head. And so we want to pay close attention. Understand that I believe it was on May the 30th, 2012, Pat and I sat down with a sheriff, and in an envelope I had this prophecy, and I wanted to be able to give it to the sheriff because I knew that what's being said now, I mean, did that not happen?
That happened.
And I really wanted, in this case, it was a him. I wanted him to know this is what's about to happen in the world. And I still have that letter today. But now we're going to find out, and he's talking about the sheriffs, how important they're. The reason why, because think about it. Who's going to protect your county? I mean, is your congressman going to show up and protect you? Is your governor going to show up? Is a federal agent going to show up? They don't have rights to come into your state to do that. It has to be a federal crime or something. It's your local sheriff. It's not your state law enforcement. It's going to be whoever you elected as your sheriff. And so it's important to pray for your sheriff. We've been praying even for our sheriff here. Mm-hmm. We've been praying for him for, I mean, how long has it been?
At least five years.
5 years. We've been lifting him up by name, the leaders up by name, and praying for them and trying to speak truth, you know, in the context of that, because it's going to be down to that point. But because of these things that we're going to make it through this, you know, it's going to be really, really rough. Let's just join in the, continuing this dream. This is a dream, prophetic dream being shared by Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries.
Do this. So let's turn to the Lord first. Not start thinking about how we better arm ourselves and all that. That could be something. I think we need to all pray about what place do we have? What part do we play? I'll be discussing that later in some programs. But right now, we're in real jeopardy. I also put out a warning, you know, last year about martial law coming to America. And I saw that in 1987. I saw that as clear as anything. That, again, and I believe all these things we see like that can be avoided if we hear the warnings. But I'd say right now, I don't see any evidence of those who need to hear these warnings and turn from the direction they're going, hearing them and turning. So I think these are unfolding. And what I saw when I saw martial law come into America was military law. I saw it being an answer. And I believe right now, if we're going to go that way, if our present leaders are not going to hear, not going to defend our country, not defend our borders, and open the door to the kind of terrible things I saw, then, you know, martial law is going to seem like a reprieve. And the real key is who the marshal is. We need to start praying now, if this is going to happen, that the Lord have the right marshal with wisdom, with a love for freedom. You know, I would hope a absolute commitment to our Constitution. And you say, well, how could anyone who takes over the country under martial law have a love for our Constitution? In extreme crisis, sometimes you have to do extreme things. That doesn't mean they can't move us back towards that. Bring order, bring control, bring the defense that we need in our country and the protection of our citizens that are needed, and then bring us back to the republic and restore the republic that we're called to be. That's my prayer. I believe that can happen. I believe all of the things we've done to undermine our Constitution can be corrected and changed. So, but I'm praying right now, whoever the marshal is, please give him great wisdom, resolve, courage, everything else needed for these times. But even better than that, it would be to pray for our present leaders to wake up and to turn so these things don't have to happen. Now, I'm going to have other things to share about this. There is more that I do have to process. And I would like to conclude this with reminding you with a dream I'm very thankful I had a few weeks ago, where I really saw heaven and the kind of heaven that can be brought to earth right now. And that's our job as Christians. That's our job as the house of God. And, you know, the very first place in Scripture that it's even mentioned that God had a house, where Jacob had his dream, where he saw the messengers of God, the angels of God, ascending and descending on a ladder into heaven and then descending back to the earth, I believe with evidence of heaven's reality. And there is a theological principle first mentioned that when something's first mentioned in Scripture, that's a profound revelation of its purpose. And here I think we have the very first and most basic purpose of the house of God, which is now the church, is to be that place of access to heaven. You know, Jesus is sitting on his throne. You know, he is not the least bit nervous about ISIS. He's not the least bit nervous about a worldwide economic collapse. He's not the least bit nervous about the things I saw in my dream last night that made me really nervous. And that's the degree to which I need to be more fully positioned in him.
That's what's so important about being fully right with God. I mean, religion is not going to bring us through this moment. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not an encounter you had 10 years ago at some religious event. It's the Lord that you're walking with and abiding with. We talk about abiding continually. It's because that's what we're called to do, is to abide with the creator of the universe through his son, Jesus Christ. If you haven't yet begun to abide with God, we got a simple plan for you at iabide.org. Now is the time to begin to listen to God, because this same God that spoke to me, spoke to John, spoke to Pat, spoke to Rick, spoke to all the people that are talking. He said he'll speak to you. He loves you too. He wants to tell you these things too, but you first have to be interested and you have to believe that he can save you, he can deliver you, and he can give you wisdom. Those that hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, we're going to talk more about this in our next program, so make sure you catch it. As a matter of fact, we have a more detailed in talking about the sheriff in your particular community, how important that is. Understand that there's a prophetic dream that I shared called gang warfare, fast-moving organized gangs, crime and muggings, and an organized church failing to help. I mean, these are things that was talked about back in April the 4th. We're going to make that available to you too, where this thing is coming together. It's really bearing witness with our spirit that this is that. Now, every four blood moon, remember, begins with weeping, but it ends in deliverance. But the weeping, I mean, think about the tragedy that's taking place. It's about to increase rapidly. And you want to be found faithful to God. You want to be found faithful to Him in these days. You want to be able to walk with Him and know that no matter what, to be absent from this body is to be present with God. If you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you have nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. And if you're fearful now, you got to ask yourself, who is my God? Who is my God? And then you'll find out there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And God's called you to be a deliverer of His people. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.